brilliant with words, brilliant not just with words, but they're well-read, they're knowledgeable, they're intelligent. But the one weakness they have is they don't know very much about the Jews. This is the one hole, the gap in their knowledge.
It's part of your campaign,
that you're going to win the Philippines. Well, no, I mean, I'm leaving the Philippines. I want to help the Filipinos, but I want to get this on the internet, too. I want them all over the world.
Okay.
Not just the Philippines, of course.
Why did you move to the
Wide
World Church of
God? I wasn't with them. Right? I was following some of their teachers for a time, yeah.
Okay.
I was never a member.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What has changed in not doing
the way
you see things,
when you see the way you see the world? What has changed ever since I was interested in that? Oh, that was a long time ago. I've been completely out of that for over 20 years. Yeah.
Okay.
25 years already.
Showed me a paper last night. This one regarding a letter to Fide, purportedly that came from you. Can you tell me all about this?
Yes, Pablo. As you know, we've got a lot of programs together, and I should have gotten around this letter before. This is really important. But there are just so many other crimes against them. I haven't been around to it yet, see?
Yeah, no, we're getting around to it.
Yeah. Okay. Back, I think it's a little bit apropos because Eugene, I think there's a FIDE chest Olympics coming up, I believe, in a month or so. In Turkey.
Yes.
And I don't know whether Eugene's going or not. I hope he doesn't go. He is just totally corrupt. First of all, the old chess is a rotten game, but even aside from that, the FIDE is just totally corrupt. In about 1995, I believe, Campomanes resigned from the presidency. Is that the year, Eugene?
Campomanes.
Yeah, he resigned in 1995, and then Ilham Ginov was appointed the president.
Who?
This is Kiristan Ilyushinov of Russia. He's from Kalmykia. He's the president of Kalmykia. This is a republic inside of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, in 1996, they had an election to decide there were maybe 2 or 3 years remaining of the term. I think 2 years were remaining of the term. So he wanted to get re-elected. He was never really elected. He was just appointed when Campomanes resigned. So in 1996, he wanted to get elected for a 2-year term.
Yes.
Kiristan Ilyushinov.
You mean for 4 years?
No, two. Because I think Campomanes had been president for about a year in 1995, right? And then Ilyushinov was president another year after 96. And then for 90, this election was for 96 to 98.
Mm-hmm.
It was just for 2 years. So in order to get elected, and they have these elections at the FIDE Chess Olympiad every 2 years. Rather, the elections are every 4 years, but the Olympics are every 2 years. Anyway, so this is 1996 in Yerevan, and he wants to get elected for 2 years as FIDE president. But apparently, he didn't have the votes, or he wasn't sure he had the votes to win. Because he canvassed all the delegates and he wasn't sure he was going to win. So, this is from the official tournament bulletin. This is published by FIDE in Yerevan, in Armenia. This is a letter that is purportedly signed by me, says our official world champion, and Andre Lilienthal, international grandmaster. And the letter, it's totally fake. I had nothing to do with it.
Mm.
Absolutely nothing. I had no knowledge of this before it was published. And this came out about a day or two before the election. Just before the election, to influence the delegates to vote for Ilyushinov.
Did it carry your signature?
Well, it has my printed signature here.
Oh, that's...
Obviously, it should not have my real signature because I didn't sign it. I never saw it. But according to this, it has my typed signature, you see?
Yes.
And this constitutes a forgery, because I have nothing to do with this letter. And Well, I can read it, and you can see that just judging from the language alone, it cannot possibly be me.
Okay.
I'll read it, okay. This is Yerevan 1966. This is from the 32nd Chess Olympiad, and this is the 10th bulletin, and this is page, was that 32nd?
Yeah, this is
32nd. Okay, 32nd Olympiad,
okay.
And this is Armenia. Right, and this is the 10th bulletin and page 2.
Okay.
Here's the letter that's supposed to be signed by me, really. To the delegates of the General Assembly of FIDE, ladies and gentlemen, our long stay in the chess world, a great life experience, and finally our modest contribution to the development of the chess art. Let us hope that the representatives of the World Chess Federation being present at the FIDE Congress in Yerevan will be kind enough to follow us for a while. We just interject, obviously that's not me. I'm sort of modest, but I'm not that self-effacing, let's face it, right? Okay. We witnessed all the chess history, beginning from the 30s. Now, I didn't witness the chess history beginning from the 30s, I wasn't even born. As well as the whole history of FIDE. Like in real life, there were periods of ebbs and tides, rises and falls. Alongside with a bunch of wonderful chess players and remarkable organizers being among the FIDE leaders, there were some people grudging, vain, and random. This random, they're trying to attach me to this letter because I fish a random chess, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not English, grudging, vain, and random, right? It has nothing to do with English language. The trouble of the latest years of this organization was not only that certain players have had some disagreements, it used to happen before, but rather it was caused by the fact that FIDE did not manage to become an unbiased judge that would treat everyone with respect and strongly defend its own decisions, rules, and regulations. Life changes rapidly, and that, of course, is reflected in chess. Staying behind the realities, FIDE has changed too slowly. And alas, those were right who have recently criticized it. But a year ago, at the very critical moment, when our organization was at the edge of collapse, a young leader of one of the Russian republics, and also a well-known businessman, came to be president. His first steps could be assumed quite extraordinary, and some of them even disputable. However, the main point came into view. FIDE survived. It came to be outspoken. Now, all the sponsors offered their support. Now, I didn't go to Oxford or anything. This is not me. What the most important is that its president, Kirsan Ilyushin, has appeared to be a man of his word. Step by step, he fulfilled the promises given, no matter how unruly they seem to most of us. What the most important is. That's pitiful. We would like to remind you of the World Championship match, Karpov-Kamsky. I will never call that the World Championship match, because I'm the World Champion. That match was pre-arranged, by the way, move by move, in my opinion, also, was Karpov-Kamsky. Okay, we would like to remind you of the World Championship match, Karpov-Kamsky, which was delayed really for a year by the former administration, as well as the support given to the chess veterans, a complete program for the support of children's movement in the world. Also, the project for the holding a new world championship. We admit that Ilyushin's ideas are not clear enough and contain some debatable points. However, innovative and practical financial approaches, business and communication abilities with the people with any rank are unquestionable. Again, this is almost unintelligible English. Not everybody comprehend and accept it. But for the sake of chess and its future, we appeal to your sober estimation of the present situation of FIDE. And according to it, the president's duties can be carried out only by Kirsan Ilyushin, the man who not only cares for chess, but also understands its problems, as well as the runs of the chess organization and individual players. A broad-minded person who is able to support them financially and improve its reputation. He's very broad-minded. He's so broad-minded he doesn't mind forging letters to get elected. That is the reason we appeal to the delegates to elect Kirsan Ilyushin, the man of the 21st century, as FIDE president, by making amendments in the the feeding regulations that will satisfy modern life conditions. Signed, our official world champion, and Andre Lindman, international grandmaster. Now, obviously, this is not written by me. You can tell it's not written by me, but this one thing should alert you right away. It's not written by me. You know, I never used the word fucking me, right?
There were two of you that allegedly gave this letter. Did you try to get in touch with Andre Lindman?
Yes, I did. I found out about this about a week later. He was asking me to send. I said no. I asked you. You said you thought that he was the best candidate, which was true. I thought he was the best of a bad lot. No, I had absolutely no interest in feeding. So because of this, he thinks he has the right to forge your letter. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just crook. But he didn't forge it. This was done by Illumichino. Because he's on the payroll of Illumichino. I understand he's getting a pension from Illumichino. Now he's getting $1,000 a month. He's been getting it ever since he forged this letter.
So what happened after that?
So what happened? He was elected for 2 years. And then again in 1998, he was elected for 4 years. See, now there's no election coming up in this one. This is for 4 years, from 98 to 2002.
Yes.
Now, he should be expelled. He should be kicked out of the presidency. I mean, I don't give a damn rules because I'll never have anything to do with FIDE again. But anyway, I don't play chess. I play Fischer Random and FIDE is for chess.
Yes.
But he should be kicked out just for forging this. Because this is really low class, you know. This was a stink. Even Tom Pomares, who was a crook, would never do something like this. You know, he would never stoop to this level, you know. Tom Pomares, he always likes that. I watch my back. And this is really a clumsy, crude, stupid, imbecilic thing to do. No, I don't think push this bastard out of him, you know. This is just too much.
Well, maybe Vince would like to have a follow-up on that. Well, yes, you did.
Yeah, Bobby, but maybe I heard that you received $100,000 from...
But that was a year earlier, right? That doesn't entitle him to forge a letter in my name. Now, maybe he's getting a few million. Not for $100,000, come on. I wouldn't even give a photo for $100,000.
So you think that under... what's this guy's name again?
This is Tristan Illumichino.
All right. Illumichino. Under him, you don't think that FIDE has a good future?
But that is not the issue. You cannot do what he did, that's all. I think he's been better. Yeah, he's been a lot better than... He's apparently really putting up some money for the old chess. It's a miserable game, but... Given that it's a miserable game, he's doing a pretty good job, I think. Mm-hmm. But, of course, everything is prearranged. You know, this Kamsky-Karpov match was prearranged. And he's KGB, he knew that damn well. So, but I mean, he is putting up the money, apparently. Somehow he got, $5 million or something for the last knockout. So I have nothing, I mean, there's nobody I want to replace him, let's put it that way. You understand? It's not a question of politics, I don't care. Because I'm out of this whole FIDE scene. But this guy has to be punished for what he did.
Well, don't you find a case for
No, well, they contacted me, the Illumichino's people. They wanted to do some Fischer Random. So I can't get into you until you admit that this letter is a forgery. I haven't spoken to Illumichino since this was published. So that's it. You know, I'm not a prostitute. You give me some money and then you buy me, you know.
Yeah.
So how did you handle the money? I'm more interested. I took it to a friend. It was over the weekend, so I was kind of worried. Money over the weekend. And then I took it to a friend's house. I hid it somewhere in the house over the weekend. Then on Monday morning, I went to the bank, brought in $100,000. They didn't seem to mind the bank.
You were alone? You brought the money alone?
Well, somebody came with me to the bank, but I brought it in. I brought it to the teller alone. Yeah, this was in Budapest.
$300,000 riches again?
Well, this is a long time ago problem. My money doesn't go very, last too long these days.
Really?
This is $100,000 is more money by today, yeah.
Well, that would only buttress the allegation before that you are already poor.
Oh, no. Well, I have my money in Switzerland, but this 100 grand has been long gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
What's your financial status right now?
I'll tell you what I have. I have approximately $300 million in Switzerland, in the Union Bank of Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
But not cash. This is all, it's the stocks, bonds, platinum, gold, silver. I have this equivalent of a money market.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know all my
just enough to impress upon those who say that you're poor.
Right, I've got the dough. No question, I've got it.
Well, of course, if you don't have the dough, you won't be here in the Philippines.
That's right. I spent a lot of money just here. You know, the place where I'm staying, they don't give away these rooms.
There's another thing that I would like to ask you about. Is this article in the magazine, Chess? And it printed a prisoner of the millennium, a perspective on the future interviews by C.P. Rambilius. And it features here our previous interviews.
Right, well, and by the way, I want to warn anybody who reads this article. This is in the Chess September 2000 issue.
Mm.
And by the way, Chess and Chess Monthly are one and the same. This Chess pulled a little fandango by trying to confuse Chess and Chess Monthly. But they are one and the same magazine. Let me just put that on the record. That's just a little aside.
Okay.
Before we get into this article, I want to make something very clear about Chess. It is a Jewish magazine.
Okay.
Right, from England. This is an English magazine from England. Why? Okay. The founding editor of this magazine is B.H. Wood. OBEM.SC, and then it's got like a cross, I guess he's long dead. Okay. He is a Jew, but most people don't know it because they don't know what those initials stand for. The B is for Baruch. That's his first name. Now, you remember that famous American financier, Bernard Baruch? Bernie Baruch? Very famous. Baruch? Baruch Spinoza, the famous philosopher. Baruch is a Jew name. This is a Jew magazine. It's always been a Jew magazine. It was founded by a Jew and it's still in the hands of the Jews. And on the cover of the magazine, right on the cover, is this Jew Spielman, right? That's it?
Yeah.
A kinky haired Jew with thick glasses, typical Jew. And he's talking to another Jew. Looks like also he's a Jew. He's also got curly, blackish looking hair. Looks like another Jew. Okay, this is a totally Jewish magazine. Now, this is an article in this September 2000 issue of Chess. It's called Prisoner of the Millennium, A Perspective on the Fisher Interviews, by C.P. Rambilius.
You know this guy?
No. Now, this has got to be a phony, baloney name, Rambilius. I'm a chess player, so I get familiar with names from all over the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Icelanders are Gudmundsson, and the Yugoslavs are Gligorich, everybody's itch. And, I get used to the different kind of names. I cannot place this Rambilius at all. I have to believe this is a fake name. And also, see, please, I think I'm very serious about this. I think this is like their little joke. This stands for Clitch Prick.
Yeah.
Or maybe Cunning Parasite. I don't know, one of those two. Now, you know, it's a long article. This is about, 5 pages. And, it starts off right away, he promoted the Holocaust, you see. He says, the people of, if you're talking about my first radio interview after the Beatles robbed my belongings up there in Pasadena. He says, the people of Hungary, some 75% of whose Jewish population perished during the Nazi period, were unequivocal in their rejection of Fischer's brand of anti-Semitic vitriol. Yeah, so first of all, The Hall of Us never happened. It was lying right there. There was a Hall of Us. 75% of the Jews in Hungary did not perish. He's just a goddamn liar. But secondly, he's saying that the Hungarian people